Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport/flyhealthy.
House of Gucci, starring Lady Gaga and Adam Driver, finally hit theaters. Yep. Tickets to House of Gucci are $18, but if you go to Times Square, you can find a knockoff for $10. Get this, actor Steve Burton was fired from the soap opera General Hospital because he refused to get vaccinated. They kept showing him evidence the vaccine was safe, but he had amnesia. When he found out he was fired, Burton went up to the producer, threw a drink in his face, slapped him, and yelled, "I'll always love you," then stormed out.
Actor Matthew McConaughey discussed his possible campaign for governor of Texas in a new interview with The Hollywood Reporter, which is smart because Texans famously get all their news from The Hollywood Reporter.
Saw House of Gucci.
Yeah, how was it?
Saw that and Spencer.
Oh, man, you've been very busy.
Yes. So I would say that it's not very good, but I loved it.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Sure.
I really enjoyed it. Yes.
But I'm
objective enough to be able to look at it and say, all right, that wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
But what's I thoroughly enjoy it. It drags.
It's 2 hours and 48 minutes
Holy
long.
Crap.
Wow, is it that long?
Yeah.
It's
long. Yeah,
well, that just goes to show I really liked it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know the story. And I think Lady Gaga is fantastic.
Really?
In this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she's really good in it. It's an all-star cast. It's got all my favorite actors in it. Al Pacino is in it. I don't know the name of the guy, but I really like him. The guy from, he played
Darth Vader.
Yeah. What's his name from Star Wars? You like
Adam
him.
Driver.
Anakin.
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver. Oh, I love Adam
Driver.
Yeah,
he's great.
Okay.
And oh my God. Jared Leto
is incredible.
I didn't even know he was in the movie.
Really?
He's unrecognizable.
Yeah. Unrecognizable.
Really?
And his character is so over the top good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he has like a bald-ish head and he's...
And he plays
a
lot older.
Bigger guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his accent is so good. It's so funny and it's so over the top. Anyway, I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I think Lady Gaga is just wicked good in this movie, but
you know,
I realize it's not for everybody.
She didn't break her character for like 9 months. Like, she wanted to nail that accent so much that for 9 months, she did not waver at all,
Wow. Even
when talking to friends and family.
Yeah, and she comes from an Italian family, and she said, you know, her dad was actually really helpful in helping her, you know, maintain
like
the authenticity
that.
Of the
wow.
accent. Yeah,
cool.
So anyway, I don't know that I would recommend
so
it for everybody.
It? I will.
Wait till
I
it's on.
Might want to wait till it's on TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I thought Spencer was, I enjoyed Spencer very much.
That's with Kristen Stewart.
Yeah. I think she's fantastic in it, but not everyone's going to like it.
Really? Why not?
Well, it focuses on like 4 days right before, this is after, you know, they've been unhappy for a while, and it's sort of believed this is a reimagining of what happened behind the scenes during the Christmas holidays at Sandringham Castle, right before the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, where she decided to divorce him.
Because he bought a bracelet or something for Camilla.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a gift or something for her? Uh-huh.
Yeah, identical bracelets, basically. But that was one of a thousand things that
went sideways.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you know?
How does Kristen Stewart do?
Wonderful. She's fantastic.
Really?
Again, yeah.
I can't believe you're saying that. Was she at all mopey?
Well, I mean, that is the character. But she also had the ability to pivot. I mean, she was all those things.
Uh-huh.
Excellent portrayal.
Nice.
I think she's fantastic.
Wow,
yeah.
Look at that. Look at you.
Yeah, but they're not very good.
The movies
aren't very good.
But I'm glad that you're able to enjoy things that suck.
Oh, yeah.
I think that, you know, whatever you bring to the party is the experience that you have.
Well, I'm not going to try to sell you on it if I don't think you'll enjoy it. And maybe you will. I don't want to steer you either way. I'm just trying to be objective and let you know. Yeah. I don't want to over...
You don't want to oversell it.
I don't want to oversell it.
You don't want to be responsible for that.
Nope.
No. Well... This is kind of, I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know if this is good news or if this is a bummer that Matthew McConaughey is not going to be the next governor of Texas. New Instagram video, he says that, you know, that's a pet.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Traynor.
And I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
That he is, quote, chosen not to take at this moment.
Listen, over the past 2 years, I've been working on the answer to the question of how I can be most useful in this life going forward. It never occurred to me that I would one day be considered for political leadership. It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment. What am I going to do? I'm going to continue to work and invest the bounty I have by supporting entrepreneurs, businesses, and foundations that I believe are leaders, establishments that I believe are creating pathways for people to succeed in life. Organizations that have a mission to serve and build trust while also generating prosperity. That's the American dream.
Yeah, well, I think celebrities are better at serving in that capacity anyway.
And
yeah,
you know what? Let's start using the word bounty when we are talking about our wealth. I'm working it into today's conversation at some point.
A bounty? Our bounty?
It's a very biblical word.
I know bounty. It. Yeah. Well, I do like this, what he said. He said, we've got to start shining a light on our shared values.
Yep.
The ones that cross party lines, the ones that build bridges instead of burn them.
Love it.
So I'm guessing that that's kind of, you know, politics kind of has that burning bridge kind of feel to it versus what he's talking about doing. So I can see why he made that choice and why that's a better fitting choice for Matthew at this time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Rock surprised a theater full of people that had come to watch his movie Red Notice. He gave them free concessions, tequila.
Whoa.
That was nice.
Energy drinks, ice cream. And one guy scored his personal truck. Yeah, The Rock was moved by how this guy, Oscar Rodriguez, takes care of his 75-year-old mother. He's a leader at church, a personal trainer, and a Navy veteran. And here's the guy's reaction.
Come here, dude. I want to show you something real quick.
Yes.
I got this. I wrote this card for you. It's a little thing.
What the heck? Thank you for your service, brother. Enjoy your new What the heck is happening? Get out of here, bro. Oh, my God.
You do a lot of good for people, man.
Aww.
You do a lot of good for people.
I thought this was your truck, bro.
It is my truck.
What do you mean?
Now it's your truck.
What are you talking about?
This is my personal truck. It's yours now. You do a lot of good for people, brother. The gym, the church, your mom, women. Women who need that support, who are going through it.
Thank you, bro. It's just love, you know?
It's just love.
I love the music there, too. It's so feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
The Rock.
And you notice it wasn't too loud.
No. It wasn't like Kanye's Hallelujah right. music. No,
right.
That's correct.
Right. Yeah.
Ugh. Well, LeBron James is having a rough week or so. He got suspended for cracking that guy on the Pistons in the face. Remember that just last week? Well, now he's been fined for obscenity.
What?
Wednesday night versus the Indiana Pacers. LeBron drained a three-pointer, and then he hopped away grabbing his crotch. Can't do that. Oh. Yeah, well, you know, he would probably argue that he was just adjusting himself because, you know, those jock straps sometimes can pinch, from what I understand.
Sure.
From the for doing that, he's out $15,000, which is, you know, like a quarter to you and me. Yeah. Also got a warning because after he was hit with the suspension, he called it bull bleep.
Uh-oh. He's getting feisty.
He is. He's getting a little cranky.
Well, it is bull bleep.
Men should be able to grab their crotches wherever they want to, whenever they want to, for whatever reason. Is that what you're arguing, Jeffrey?
Well, you try not to. You don't want to be gratuitous about it, but occasionally an adjustment is necessary.
It's necessary.
And it's not like he can just walk off the court and say, excuse me, I need to go to the restroom.
Right.
This was a little more.
I'll be right back.
It was a little bit more of a pressing.
Yeah. Sometimes just situation. A little pinch and twist gets the job done. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else pressing?
You guys walk around with those things. I really don't. No, that's it.
Well, that is your latest E! News. We'll have more for you coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, straight ahead is Second Date Update. Update week.
Yay! Yep.
And we're revisiting some of our favorite couples, some of our most requested couples. But really what it boils down to is who we could get a hold of. And who is willing to come back on.
Stop.
So there is that. And it's coming up next. But first, another check on the roads. Here's Denise. So Nicole is looking for a second date update this morning with a guy named Jay. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm okay.
Probably be doing a little better if Jay called you back, right?
Yep. I'm already so over the whole dating thing. Like, I've literally been dating and dating, and most of the dates I go on are just so awful. And the problem is, honestly, like, it's me, because I usually don't like them, and I've ghosted, like, so many guys in the last 3 years. Like, it's crazy. But this guy, he ghosted me, and it is, like, driving me nuts. Like, I liked him so much. He actually gave me hope that there's someone out there for me. And he honestly made me think, like, maybe you can find a really special connection on, like, an online dating app. So basically for our date, we went out and we had a super nice dinner at Nada. And I usually meet guys at restaurants, but since we had been talking for a few weeks over the app, I kind of wanted to take it to the car and, like, I don't know, just see how it would be if it was just us, like, in kind of like a closer, more intimate space. And I also wanted to see, like, what kind of car he drives, because I like guys who drive, like, you know, cute cars.
Cars say a lot about a man. I mean, you are dating two different men if one drives a pickup truck and the other one drives a sports car. So it says a lot about who they are.
She said cute, though.
Yeah.
What is a cute car?
A Mazda 3 with a spoiler is a cute car.
That is a cute
car.
All
the Celica things you talk about from your
My Celica was
Tampa
a cute
days.
Car. The
Those
new
are
spiders.
Cute cars.
What about a Stinger?
Sexy.
That seems
That's
like it
not
could
a
be
cute a car. That's what a is sexy a car.
Does Mazda still make the Miata?
Unfortunately, no.
That's that was cute. A cute car.
That was a very cute. I wanted one of those for a while when I was like 16.
Or a Mini Cooper. That's a cute
that's
car.
That is a cute car.
Did you want to just see the car, or you wanted to have like a personal conversation
in the privacy of the
of
car?
Of the car.
Well, honestly, it was kind of both. Like, I definitely, it was more like I just wanted to kind of have the conversation of the car, but I was curious what kind of car he drove since I didn't drive to the restaurant with him.
It's so funny that we're having this conversation because I'm looking out the window and there's a white Mini Cooper at the stoplight just outside of our window.
Cute.
Hello.
Isn't that cute?
Were you pleased with the kind of car he was driving? You have to be specific about what make and model, but
I was very pleased, and also I learned that he is a good driver and he keeps his car really clean.
Oh, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
That's very
yes.
important.
It honestly is, and, like, the conversation we had was so good. We laughed, and dinner was so good, and so after he drove me home, he walked me to the door. I did get a kiss on the cheek. It was fine. I didn't invite him in because it was our first date, so I didn't want him to, like, think I was trying to get down and that's it. So I thought I'd be seeing him again.
Okay.
And I told him to call me later, and he said, absolutely. I've been waiting to hear from him. I did text him once, but I got nothing back. So he's literally ghosting me.
Because you know ghosting when you see it,
that's
don't you,
right.
Nicole?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I know, because I've done it. Like, maybe I'm a butt. Like, the day went so well that I literally don't understand, like, what could have gone wrong. So I need you guys to figure it out.
This isn't so much an ego blow to you being ghosted. Or, I don't know, maybe it is. You sound more surprised by the fact that you're being blown off because you really thought there was something here. It doesn't seem that your ego is bruised. Am I wrong? Or maybe that is a little part of it.
No, you're completely right. My ego does hurt, especially after I texted him and I got nothing back. But it's more that the date went so well and, like, he gave me butterflies, which is so rare. So I really thought there was something there between us.
Yeah. You only texted him once, no response, and that was what?
That was 4 days ago.
And after that kiss, you said, call me, and his response was absolutely.
Yes, and, like, the way he was looking at me, I just felt like it was going to happen.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Any other questions?
I don't think so.
Why don't we leave it here then for now? We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll call Jay and get Jay's side of the story, see what he thought of Nicole and his date with her and why he ghosted her. Next, the Second Date Update continues here at Cincinnati's Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.